This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Joining me on the line right now from Australian Idol. It started on Sunday, the top 12 performances. It was Rock Week. It was going to be a big week, but I started by yelling at the screen because Ashley got kicked off. No, Ashley, no. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You must have been having an interesting couple of last days since you got kicked off on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely have.
Tell me, what was it like? Because you got ready for your performance all week, and then at the start of the show, when you're all ready to go, they go, you're going home. How did that feel?
Oh, it was pretty devastating, and yeah, I was sort of in shock because I sort of thought, I think I've been doing everything right, you know, and I'd gotten positive comments from the judges, and yeah, so I was a bit shocked, and I didn't know what to think, you know. I said, I wonder what I did wrong, where I could have gone better, and but you know, I sort of just looked back at the journey, and I just went, wow, you know, I've been so lucky to get where I am, and I'm just going to walk away happy that I got here.
And what were some of the most memorable moments of that journey, or what did you get out of that the most?
Gosh, there's so many things, you know. I even meeting Delta, getting to sing in front of her and getting her opinion was, wow, amazing, one of my all-time idols. But I learnt that you just have to be confident, you have to believe in yourself, not doubt yourself, you know. I always was worried about my performances, and I had a hard time opening up in front of the camera, you know. It's just all nerves and that, but I just feel that you're better to be yourself and to do what you do and not let anyone change you. And there's always going to be people out there that aren't going to like you and that are going to judge you, but you just have to do your best.
And was it a surreal experience? Because was this your first time on television?
Yeah.
So you've been performing for years with the family band, but this is, yeah, a totally different forum with cameras flying around and all that type of thing. Do they actually give you much coaching on how to deal with all the cameras?
Not really, no. It's sort of probably from the audition process, it's even, you're like, wow, you know, they're doing profiles at the first audition round. So by the time it came around to the end of top 100 week, you got used to the cameras.
Uh-huh.
And top 24, you know, they had to do profiles at home. So they took about 3 days to do. So you had cameras on you 24/7. You had to do everything you do in your life. So you sort of, at first I was like, oh, I don't know but if I like all of this. But it's like, wow, this camera can show people at home who I am, and this just maybe will help me to get a career in what I love to do. So they became your best friend in the end.
I thought it must have been interesting because they do go round, as you said, and show all the top 12 at home with their families, and everyone's a happy little family. Was it hard having cameras there the whole time? Was it a bit like Big Brother as well?
It was, you know. It was actually funny with my family doing things because my dad and my brother are just characters and they're always pulling jokes. So it was quite funny to be sitting around the table and, you know, got this camera in our face and we're going to try and say something funny, and it was good fun.
Oh, good. Now, you mentioned Delta before. That must have been one of the most amazing things when Delta Goodrum told you at your audition that you were her favourite performer or singer of the day. How did that feel?
Oh gosh, I've watched that audition so many times. I still just go, what? You know, it's like it was all a dream. It was just this amazing experience, and I just woke up.
Yep.
And I had to walk away, but part of me keeps feeling, you know, I just keep going, maybe it's a sign that I have to do something different, or maybe there's another road for me, and I just have to think positive, because otherwise you're sort of going crazy thinking, what did I do wrong?
Exactly. And have you started thinking about what your next move is yet?
Yeah, well, it's funny, I got home yesterday and I straight away came upstairs and started singing.
Fair enough.
You know, but, you know, this is what I want to do. And so I'm writing down goals, and I'm just trying to to develop my voice more and get, you know, find more people, contacts, just network, you know, just grow as a performer and get more gigs. You know, if I've got to start, I've got to go back to doing clubs and all that sort of stuff, that's what I've got to do. And I just got to work even harder than what I was working on the show and really show people that I really do want to do this and I need their help and guidance and, you know, I want this.
Ashley, we've got a bit of a game we like to play on the Hump Day Crew. It's called 101 Questions. Now, we're not going to ask you all the questions, but it's a good way to get to know you. We want you to pick a couple of numbers. Give us me one number between 1 and 101, and I'll ask you a corresponding question.
Okay, 4.
Number 4. Do you like aeroplane food, Ashley?
Yeah, aeroplane jelly.
Yeah, well, I don't... Have you had jelly on an aeroplane?
Yes, I've had, actually.
Oh, really? What, were you flying first class or something? Because I know in my economy I haven't got jelly.
I haven't been. I've been on a plane, oh gosh, probably twice, I think, in my whole life. So, yeah, I haven't had much food on a plane.
Oh, okay. Did you get flown around for Idol?
No, actually, I think in about 2 weeks they were going to Melbourne or something, so I missed out.
Oh, damn. Mm. Give me another number between 1 and 101.
100.
100. Do looks matter, Ashley?
I must say I'm very picky with myself when I look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
You know, at the end of the day, I don't think so. I think it's about who you are inside. And at the end of the day, I think people are going to notice that more than your looks. And you just got to use what you've got, I guess.
True. I like that. Well, Ashley, thank you very much for having a chat to us today. If you're ever down in Melbourne, come on down to the studio and come visit.
Thank you, guys.
We'd love to have you in the studio. You have a good day and good luck with the rest of your journey of life.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ashley. That's Ashley Tool there, the first person to get kicked off the top 12 for Australian Idol. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hi, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m. See ya.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.